Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to ask for your support on Patreon. Every pledge to the Creative Space podcast, big or small, makes a huge difference in helping me create more of the content you love, so we can continue exploring, learning, and growing in creativity together. Head over to patreon.com/creativespacepodcast to show your support, or click on the link in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you all. And now, let's get back to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creative Space, a podcast where we explore, learn, and grow in creativity together. I'm your host, Jennifer Logue, and just as a reminder, for the next few weeks, we're going to be doing something different on the podcast. I'm doing The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron for the first time. Last week, we talked about Chapter 4, Recovering a Sense of Integrity, and this week, we're diving into Week 5, Recovering a Sense of Possibility. It's funny, in last week's episode, I mentioned how it's funny that we put ourselves into boxes sometimes. We limit ourselves and what's possible for us. And that's what Chapter 5 is all about, freeing ourselves from these boxes and limitations. And for Cameron and for myself, our limitless nature is all about God. God is unlimited in supply, and we all have equal access to His generosity. Now, this chapter may be problematic for you if you don't believe in God or a higher power. And I'm not trying to change your mind in that regard on this podcast. But if it makes you more comfortable, you can replace the word God with the universe or love or whatever feels right for you. The big idea here is that of a creative energy of unlimited possibility. To better illustrate, listen to this excerpt. God has lots of money. God has lots of movie ideas, novel ideas, poems, songs, paintings, acting jobs. God has a supply of loves, friends, houses that are all available to us. By listening to the Creator within, we are led to our right path. On that path, we find friends, lovers, money, and meaningful work. What would you be pursuing in your life, career, creative projects, if you thought anything was possible? What could happen if you let go of your need to control everything? If you let go of your need to define how things happen? When we have a vision for something, let's say a creative project of some sort, it's our job to define the what, the vision that we have. The how it happens, that's none of our business. That's where flow comes in. That's where faith comes in. We do what we can with what we have, but at the same time, remain open to the new possibilities that open up along the way. Be focused in the work, but be flexible and open on the journey. I hope this interpretation helps you if the spiritual labels aren't resonating. Cameron also asks two powerful questions in this section. What dream are you discounting as impossible given your resources? What payoff are you getting for remaining stuck at this point in your expansion? I won't be answering those questions here. Those are for my journal. But these were really tough questions for me. They hit hard. The next section I really love, and it's called Finding the River. And it's all about depending on the Creator within us for everything. That still small voice that knows what you want in this life. There's a great excerpt that I have to touch on here. Dependence on the Creator within is really freedom from all other dependencies. Paradoxically, it's also the only route to real intimacy with other human beings. Freed from our terrible fears of abandonment, we are able to live with more spontaneity. Freed from our constant demands for more and more reassurance, our fellows are able to love us back without feeling so burdened. Powerful stuff. And then Cameron likens creative recovery to finding the river and going with the flow, saying yes instead of no to unexpected opportunities along the way and opening our lives up to adventure, learning to let go lean into the flow, and trust. The last concept in this chapter is an important one called the virtue trap. For many of us, we feel guilty when it comes to taking time to be alone and create. But all artists need time alone. But rather than take a stand with our family, friends, partners, we want to be nice and agreeable and just forfeit that creative solitude. We get caught in the virtue trap and eventually lose connection with our inner artist and true sense of self by denying our needs. There are a bunch of exercises in this section, and one that I really enjoyed was called Forbidden Joys. I had to write 10 things I love and would love to do, but I'm not allowed to do. One thing that came up for me was buying fresh flowers for my house every week. Just a small bouquet, but I had so much resistance towards it. My brain automatically went to, but you could be investing that money. Do you realize $10 a week is $520 a year? And the flowers die anyway. What's the point of it? Why are you being so wasteful? So when I was shopping yesterday, I saw the most beautiful bouquet. It literally had every color I could hope for. Blues, oranges, pinks, dark pinks, light pinks. It was just stunning. And the cherry on top, it had a sunflower in it, my absolute favorite flower. And it was on sale. And I still had to really fight that negative voice on the inside to buy it. But I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I gave into that forbidden joy, because the joy these flowers bring me, just arranging them in the vase, how they light me up every time I look at them, I have gotten over the $10 I spent. These forbidden joys are so important to examine. When you give into one, you feel some of the rigidity in your spirit soften, which is so important, not just for creativity, but it's important for living a fulfilling life. The world isn't going to end because you just spent $10 on some flowers. You're not going to remember the money you spent taking that trip that you've always wanted to take. Let yourself live a little. We only get one shot at this thing called life. Make it sparkle in your own way. Anyway, that's all I have for this episode of Creative Space. Next week, we'll be diving into chapter 6 of The Artist's Way, Recovering a Sense of Abundance. If you're interested in checking out The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron and doing the work on your own, I've linked to the book in the show notes. My name is Jennifer Logue. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to Creative Space. Until next time. Hey, it's Jennifer Logue again. Did you know that apart from being a writer, musician, and host of the Creative Space podcast, I'm also a creative coach? It's one of my great joys in this life to help people like you untap your full creative potential, whether you're a seasoned artist or completely new to exploring your creativity. We're all born creative, and I believe our lives are much more balanced and fulfilling when we nurture this sacred part of ourselves. If creative coaching is something you're interested in, you can go to my website, jenniferlogue.com, and schedule your free discovery call today.